right. I thought it was good second scrimmage. You know, a lot of progress offensively. In particular, offense, I thought was very, very crisp, very polished, and that was good to see. I don't think we had a single penalty with the first two groups. Ran the ball well, threw the ball well. KP was extremely sharp. Taj did a lot of good things as well. All the backs ran hard. Had several guys step up and make some big plays. Had a bunch of big plays. And protected well too. And probably the biggest disappointment was, we didn't make a fourth and inches one time, and 2 minute we had a couple of little blunders with our second group, and we had two center quarterback exchanges in the scrimmage, and that just can't happen. You can't have one all year. But other than that, the offense really, I thought, performed well. Defensively, we did some really good things. We got better in the red zone defense. Tremendous play on fourth and inches. Had a big stop right there. Did a good job in 2 minutes. But all in all, just too many big plays today. Typically, when you're giving up a lot of big plays, there's usually, when you're good, when you got good people, it's usually a bust. And we had some real busts where we turned some people loose, and a good offense will take advantage of that. And that's what these guys did. And then had some missed tackles in critical situations that, instead of, getting a stop and punt, it's change or move it. And so now all of a sudden those drives, seven play, eight play, nine play drives, it gets tougher to keep them from scoring. So we've got to get off the field, and to do that, again, you gotta minimize the big plays and not have busts, not have MAs and missed tackles. So I had some of that today. We did have a few guys out where we were down a couple guys, but didn't think we kicked the ball extremely well today. And so we still got a lot of competition going on there. But, we'll watch the film, grade it, and watch it with them tomorrow night and get ready for Monday.
How encouraged are you to see Rod McDowell two straight weeks step up and assert himself in scrimmage type situations?
Good. I mean, he's been a real pleasant surprise to me because, I just didn't think he had a good spring and really challenged him. I thought he was very average in the spring. And we challenged him, and he's responded. He's a good football player, and he worked his tail off this summer. So it's good to see a young guy like that get the benefit and reap some rewards of hard work. And he's, because he's bought in, and he's doing things the way you were asking him to do them. He's playing with a lot more toughness, running hard. And he's talented, but really good day.
He looks like he doesn't want to go down. I mean, he just looks like the kind of guy who keeps it churning.
Yeah, I think all of our backs have that quality. And if you're going to be a back in this offense, and you're going to play, that's the quality you got to have. And that's what we challenged him on, and that's why I'm proud of him, because I didn't see that in the spring. But he has been very, very consistent with his demeanor and. His will to get better every single day, and he's just had a really good camp.
The guys that should are establishing themselves. It sounds as if you focused a lot on that first group.
Yeah. I think we feel really good about our first group on both sides. I really do, especially when we have everybody going and healthy and all that. But we've got a bunch of good players that are in our second groups that have to, they just got to be a little bit more dependable depth. I mean, they're real capable, and it's, several of them are as good as the frontline guys, but they're just not quite as consistent or dependable as that guy. And we've got to get them there so we can have the depth to hold up to the schedule that we're going to play and have a chance to win a lot of ball games.
Who is running with the first team wide receiver group?
We've got about seven guys rolling in and out right now. So, flip a coin. We got a rotation of who starts it out. And one period it's one group, another period it's another group. But I couldn't even tell you who started today. I think Marquand and maybe Dye and Jerron probably.
Terrence had a good day.
Terrence had an excellent day. I've said it several times. I mean, the receivers have been very consistent this fall, this whole camp. I mean, they really probably only had one just bad day. But I think that's a result of competition. We've got a bunch of guys that are competing. I'm not disappointed in any of them. The two young guys are getting better and better and learning. But we've got a nice situation with good chemistry. And again, I think it'll be. a lot of opportunity for several guys this year to step up. I'm confident that based on what I'm seeing this spring and based on what I've seen in camp that we're going to be just fine.
Is that a quarterback thing? Was that with Kyle? And
one with each. You know, Taj had one on the goal line, and, you know, you got to sit in there and, you know, make sure you get it. And then Kyle had one.
Mason,
I can't remember if it was Dalton or Mason, but it was Ben Ramsey on Taj's, but on the first group we rolled them guys, and I'm not sure who it was, but you know, and then when it's second down and you have a center quarterback exchange, now it's third and long, and those are things like that you just want to avoid at all costs. But you know, again, a good day. Dawson punted the ball well, you know, field goal kickers, you know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle right now.
Big picture, do you feel 3 weeks out, or you think you're getting closer in terms of just the way that the team's progressing?
Well, no, we're 2 weeks. I mean, we've gotten a lot of work done, and we're not game ready yet. We've still got a lot of things we've got to clean up and a lot of things to, from a situation standpoint, to cover, to get them ready mentally to go play a game. And that's kind of how our schedule is set up to accomplish that. We're right on schedule. I mean, I really like this team. I think that they've come to work every day. They've had good attitudes, and you know, they've just kind of been real workmanlike and been easy to coach.
Where's this offense compared to where it was last, you know, middle of August last year?
Oh, we're much further ahead than we were last year. Just because, again, year two in your system, and we've got a bunch of linemen up front, been playing together for, you know, 3 years now, a lot of them. And they're just better. They're just better players. They're smarter players. And when you're a smarter player with talent, it's usually a good thing.
Sounds like the O-line is matching up better with your D-line in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Consistently.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no question. Oh, no doubt about it. Both those groups are very competitive and talented. We got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball up front. But, you know, this time last year, who was the quarterback? Second scrimmage. Who knew? You know, I mean, when that wasn't named, I mean, we didn't have a guy that had really played. We got a veteran back that, you know, Andre had never played this time last year. Jamie hadn't played much this time last year. Dwayne Allen hadn't played. You know, so we're just if Dalton Freeman hadn't taken a snap. So we're further along mentally more than anything else. And physically, I can't say it enough. I mean, the job Joey Bassett and them have done has just been incredible.
Between the heat and the start of the 2-a-days and the bus trip to Van Buren, did the team look fatigued at all, and were you anxious to see how they would respond like this?
Maybe just a little bit, but, you know, I mean, they pushed through it. I mean, that's just – I mean, nobody's got fresh legs 2 weeks into camp. That's just part of it. And, you got to still do your job. You know, but they'll get a little rest tonight. And come back tomorrow. Tomorrow will just be a day of meetings. We won't do anything physical, and then hopefully have a really good 2-a-day Monday, another scrimmage type situation Tuesday, and then they'll start class Wednesday, and then we still got, you know, 2.5 weeks there to get on a normal routine and get them ready to play, get their legs back and all that. So we're conscious of that, but not real worried about it right now.
Andre presents one of those mismatches in the passing game that Spiller did last year at a backfield. I think he had a wheel route score today and another touchdown.
Yeah, he just got to be more consistent. The guy right now that gives us the best option throwing the ball is Jamie Harper. Jamie Harper's, you know, he's got top three hands on the team. I mean, the guy just, it's phenomenal the catches that he has made in camp with his, you know, just really tough catches. Andre, yeah, he can physically do it, but he he's gotten better and he's worked at it, but he's got to be the consistent, you know, finisher that we want him to be when it comes to catching the ball, to really be a big factor in the passing game. But both of them are going to have to, you know, pick up the slack that we lost from Spiller, obviously.
Coach Phil said that he joked with Daquan last night that he might lose his starting job the way Goodman's practiced this week.
You know, Malachi just, you know, he just keeps getting better. He's a smart player for a young guy. He really is. I mean, he's hard to run a boot on. He's hard to reverse on. I mean, he just does a good job. And then he's, you know, he can reach from here to that stadium right there and snatch you. So, I mean,
and two other people.
Yeah, and two other people. And just has a great demeanor. You know, we're blessed to have a good situation right there with Daquan and Malachi.
You expect to get Daquan back next week?
Yeah, well, he'll be back here on Monday. Anxious to get him back. He's ready to get back. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family today. We really enjoyed our time together yesterday. That was, I thought, a special time for all of us that were there, and I think it was good for his family. But today will be a tough day for him. But he's doing well and looking forward to getting back to work.
Any red flags on injuries today?
Not that I know of.
Thank you.
All right.